but perhaps some other reasons. But that was the moment that I saw, the day the full campaigns. And I think that you all are going to be, unfortunately, the recipients of the fallout from that. That there's going to be a day when you need these institutions to be credible and to be fully functional to protect your liberties. And that's long after I'm gone, and that could be either short or long time. But you're younger, and it's still going to be a necessity to protect the liberties that you enjoy now in this country. So I think the topic that you have, the topic that you all discussed, is entirely appropriate. But I would hope that you always talk about them in a way that it is liberty or not, that there's something big at stake, that there's something important at stake, and it's not simply a law degree, and it's not simply passing the bar. So again, I thank you for having me here. You can see I'm a really upbeat guy. And, but I do believe the thing that drives me is how important this is. And I hope that in answering your questions, I can sort of give you an insight into how I go about my business and perhaps why it's so important. But I deeply, deeply appreciate the opportunity to be here and be a part of this wonderful event. I want to thank Lee Lieberman and all of those who were involved in that. But I also want to say this. It has been a distinct honor to go from the state of Georgia and to be able to do what I do. There's no way you can't walk in that building and not see how important it is. I hope I convey that to you. It's not a game with me. It doesn't do any ego stuff for me. This is about our country. And one of the things I want to do is I want to go to my grave knowing that I gave everything I have trying to get it right. And all I ask of you all, especially those of you who are still in school, is to you give it your best. I watched my bride who, in doing the same things when she started her organization. She gave to give 24/7 every day in defense of liberty. You know, and maybe that's why we're equally yoked and we love being with each other because we love the same things. We believe in the same thing. So with my wife and with the people around me, what I see, I'm reinforced that we are focused on defending liberty. So I admire her and I love her for that because it keeps me going. But I'm honored to be on the Supreme Court and do the things that I'm asked to do. And I would really, really hope that you would go on with your career, to go back to school, and that you redouble your efforts to go to learn about our country so that you're in a position to defend it. I do think these are fundamental changes that are going on. And I think they're big changes. And as Professor Nelson asked, I don't know whether they're going to be irreversible or reversible in any way or impeded. I have no idea. But they're so big that I think they're worth trying. And I think the document's so important it's worth defending. So I neglected to say at the beginning that and I do want to say this, that finally, and I alluded to it, that my bride is with the Virginia Thomas, and some of you may know her, but the reason I specifically bring it up is there is a price to pay today for standing in defense of your Constitution. And the thing that is fascinating to me is, and I have this sign that quotes Dr. King in my chamber, and I'll just paraphrase him, but in the end, that all the things that are said, you don't remember the words of your enemies. You remember the silence of your friends. And what I think is important for you all is that you see people standing in defense of what's right, that you make sure that your voice is not remembered as one of the silent. Because there's going to be a day when you're going to look around and you're going to look at your kids and your grandkids and they're going to ask you a question. What happened to the great country that was here when you grew up? And why isn't it here now? And what did you do? So thank you all.